Welcome to Not a Great Whisperer podcast. This is your host, Katie Ray. I am joined with Alex Ferraro today, who I met on the telephone through my for my previous company because I was searching for a lead. That's what we did. That's how we met. This is how we network. She is here because she's fabulous. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
I'm glad we met. Once you said you were from Buffalo, I was like, oh, shit. Every time say I'm from Buffalo, people are like, why? And I was like, finally, someone who will understand.
I understand.
So how did, first of all, we're going to talk about all the things today, but how did you end up in St. Pete?
So I ended up here about 5.5 years ago. I first moved to Tampa for an ex-boyfriend, to be completely honest
with
you.
She did it.
Yep, I made the move. I was living in Austin, Texas. I went to University of Texas for grad school, so I was there. I had my first job in downtown Austin, and it just wasn't feeling aligned for me anymore. It was great. I love Austin. It just wasn't – I felt out of place. Mm-hmm. So – I'd been seeing this guy on and off for a couple of years, decided to make the move. It did not work out, but I am here 5.5 years later, very excited.
And you're thankful for that
Yes,
move.
I'm very excited about it. Like, I'm glad that I went with my gut and just did it.
Yeah.
And it's all worked out.
And what are you doing now?
So now I actually just accepted a new role as the director of marketing for a small tech and AI software company.
How awesome.
Congrats. So thank you. I'm really excited about that. And I also just launched my new blog, Namaste by the Bay.
I love it. And you just recently also changed your handle. That was a big deal.
I did. I finally changed it like 2 days ago.
Well, that's a lot of moving parts. And I feel like you're thriving off change right now where people are always fear it. Mm-hmm. But you seem pretty hype.
I am really excited. I've always enjoyed change.
Yeah.
Something my grandma always said to me. She was like, you know, you always land on your feet. You always thrive and grow in situations where you need to change.
Oh, and I love that.
So, yeah. So I'm not really the type of person that gets, you know, freaked out by that.
Yeah,
like, yeah, it's fine. I'll figure it
out. So what made you kind of make this big move and focus again on your blog and like what kind of sparked everything?
So my blog used to be called Sunkissed in December.
Which is super cute. I love that.
Thank you. I started it in December 2016. So I honestly had just really wanted to start a blog for a long time and I didn't know what to name it. I'm very decisive as a person, but very indecisive when it comes to like my own babies, you know, like I was like, oh, I just don't know what to call it. So I'm a December baby. So that's where the December came from. Yeah. And then the Sunkissed was just being in Florida and
I literally laying out in December.
Literally like being in the sun in December. And then just kind of, you know, the underlying part of it was just finding the good in like the bad. Cause you know, from Buffalo, December is pretty bad. Like it's pretty cold. It's pretty depressing. So
insane.
Yeah. So that's where that came from. I ran with it. It was amazing. Served me very well for the last couple of years. I grew a lot on Instagram. I met so many people in the community. And as I grew with it, I just realized it was not aligned with how I grew as a person. So I got my yoga teacher certification. I'm in the middle of my health coach certification and going more toward that wellness, but still wanting to keep the Tampa Bay aspect of it alive. I just decided it was time for a change.
I love that. And what is kind of like your wellness journey, like how you got into yoga teaching and all that fun stuff?
So it honestly goes back to when I was younger, I was a competitive figure skater. So I was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
Like,
I can still do some of it.
That's so cool.
It's like riding a bike.
Oh, my God.
Only now I'm a lot more afraid of like breaking things than I was back then.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So it holds me back a little bit when I'm out there. But so growing up in sports, I played volleyball. I ran track. I did all these things. And I never realized how much those physical activities impacted me until I stopped doing them. And obviously in college, you know, you're so busy and you don't really care. You're like going to the gym to meet like frat guys.
Yeah,
you know,
this is my focus of working out.
Exactly. So I didn't really notice it then. But it was really once I got out of college and was in the real world, you know, working all day and everything like that, that I started to miss that physical activity in my life and realize how much it impacted me mentally as well.
Yeah.
So I started doing a lot of classes locally. There's so many cool fitness studios in Tampa and St. Pete. I started just...
There really are.
Yeah.
So many to try.
It's so cool. I still haven't tried them all. But I just started getting back into it and eventually decided that I wanted to get my yoga teacher certification because yoga was my favorite. Mm-hmm. So started that in early January 2020. Then COVID happened. You can imagine how hard it is to learn how to teach yoga from a computer once we went fully.
She's really good virtually.
Yes, exactly. So once we went virtual with that, it was a little tough. But went with that, ended up getting a job at Yoga 6 in St. Pete teaching, and here I am. And love that I have, you know, that little part of me that I get to teach and also do yoga at the same time.
No, I know. It's kind of selfishly as well.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I'm getting a really good workout.
Yeah, you're like, this is good for me as well. And I'm getting paid and I get to meet all of you.
Exactly. It's been great.
So how, how hard was it to maintain teaching, working? What keeps you kind of in
all
in line?
The things? Yeah. Yeah. It is tough. I would say when I was working remotely with COVID, it was probably the best I've felt in a very long time, which I think a lot of people started realizing, which is why I'm a huge advocate for remote/flexible work environments, which my last job was not.
Flex schedule and all of that. And just mentally, you know.
Oh, so important. So I would say during that time, it was pretty easy for me. You know, I could do yoga because I can come home and not have to worry about getting ready and rushing off to an office. You know, I can do a little blog work here and there when I'm taking a break. So that was awesome. And then once I changed jobs to an office job, everything kind of spiraled out of control. I really didn't have time for anything because I didn't have the energy. It's not really that I didn't have the time. I just didn't have it in me.
And just the drive, I feel like giving people back that extra time.
Yeah.
It's huge.
For me, it's the getting ready.
Yeah. Oh, the gifts. You're like, no. I don't want to get ready.
Yeah, I don't want to put my makeup on. I don't want to do my hair. I don't want to pick out an outfit. Like, it's great.
That.
It's great once in a while, but –
Yeah, like doing all the things. And then getting that, it's so different. So many people are quitting as they're going back to the office.
Yes.
And I get it. Mm-hmm. Like, I totally get it. Okay. So with the new blog, new website.
Yes.
All the things. How are you like maintaining? So you do, I always see you have like sometimes products and stuff.
Yeah.
How do you pick ones that you want to roll with?
So a lot
reach out.
Yeah. A lot of times they'll reach out to me. Sometimes I am reaching out to them on Instagram asking for, you know, their PR person or their marketing team. Or a lot of times now they have influencer marketing because it's such a big thing.
It's huge. Yeah.
And so usually they reach out to me if I feel like it aligns, if it's a product that I've heard of and that I know and use, it's obviously a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it is a long process because I have to get the product in my hands, actually try it. There have been times where I'm like, no, I'm not going to share this.
It's bad.
Yeah, like I'm like, I don't stand behind this. I don't like it or whatever it might be. It's pretty rare, but
burn
it happens.
My face off. I'm going to not do this today.
Yeah, I cannot show this skincare product or whatever it is. But yeah, it's been really interesting. And honestly, it is just like work. It's a lot of emailing.
It's a ton of work.
Mm-hmm. Emailing back and forth. Like, you know, I don't think that brands realize how much work influencers and bloggers do to create content for them that is good, you know, good enough for them to reshare on their own pages and also just engaging with our audiences.
Yeah. And people always, I mean, they make fun of like influencers, this and that, but it's like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like it really is. I mean, I'm glad you test it and then share it instead of just sharing it.
Right.
But that's kind of crazy that you're in marketing for your company and you do marketing for yourself, but it's awesome because it's the stuff you know.
Yeah.
So you went to school for marketing?
I did. Awesome. Yes, I did.
And what was like your first job though out of school?
My first job was at a luxury real estate company. Hmm. I was creating essentially just marketing materials for each of our homes. It was pretty cool.
So hard to do those.
No.
I'd be like, love this house.
I know.
Love
I wanted every
house.
How
do I get this house?
Yeah. Well, they were multi millions of dollars, like insane mansions.
Cool. Oh, and beautiful content that you got to do. Okay.
So I would manage the photographers that they were all over the world.
Well,
I would manage the photography and then, you know, they would send all the photos back. I would create a lookbook and like handouts and sometimes drip campaigns for emails, stuff like that. So that was my first job in downtown Austin.
Oh my gosh, was it Was it awesome? I feel like that was a good experience.
It was really cool.
Right out of college, 2 years, like, oh, I had to do this shit. That sounded pretty awesome.
It was cool, yeah. And like I said, Austin just kind of wasn't vibing for me anymore, and it just felt kind of repetitive at that point, because it sounds really cool to be able to create all those materials, but at the end of the day, it was more so just like a template that I would put them into, so... Yeah.
So why do you feel like Florida was such a good move for you?
I've always wanted to move to Florida. Even since I was like little, I have family here on the other coast, and I've been visiting since I can remember. And I just love palm trees. I love the water. I grew up on a lake, so I'm like happiest by the water.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So I just felt like it just aligned for me.
And what do you think your next moves are? Like, what are some – I feel like you get, like, really high goals. I know you need, like, 1,000 to hit 10K followers or something, right?
I'm like, less than 400 away. Yes. I want that damn swipe up. That's all I care about.
Wait for the swipe up.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
But, like, what are your other goals? Like, I know professionally you just started, so it's not like – and you're director of marketing, which is amazing. But, like, as a powerhouse woman, like, what else is some of the things that you are striving for?
Right. So, like I mentioned earlier, I'm in the middle of my holistic health coach certification. Oh, yeah. So, that's something I've wanted to do for a really long time, too. It's always felt like coaching just – seems like something I would love. Like, I've always been the person that people come to asking for advice, like, what vitamins do I take? Mm-hmm. You know, like, what workouts should I do? And how do you do this yoga pose or whatever? And I just...
And you love the feeling when they feel good about it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm just the type of person that's a problem solver. Mm-hmm. Like, I instantly am like, okay, well, you can do this, this, and this. And that applies to marketing, too. I walk in somewhere, I'm like, they could change this and this or, you know, whatever it is.
Judging you.
Yeah. Exactly. But so with health coaching, I really want to kind of take that branch of my many hobbies and create something bigger with it. Yeah.
Encompassing. But how long will that take?
So my program's done in October.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it started in April. It's a 6-month program. I think that it kind of seamlessly goes in with yoga. And you know, when I made my website, it was very much focused on that end goal. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, this is a blog, but also I know I want it to be a part of my health coaching services. Yeah. So creating, you know, holistic health coaching programs, working one-on-one with clients, that's kind of my next step in the trajectory.
So cool. Oh, that's super exciting. And do you have a significant other right now?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah, screw you, the guy you came here for.
Right? Look at me now.
And then what about your family? Are they still in Buffalo? Are they here?
So my dad is still up in New York. My mom actually moved here 3 years ago.
Love and life?
Almost 4 years. Does she does.
She does. Thank you.
Yeah. Both of my parents grew up in my hometown south of Buffalo and lived there essentially their whole lives. So once I moved down here, my mom was like, all right, I can get on board with that, you know? And so
you picked a good spot. Yeah. I want to go to Texas, but you picked a good spot.
Exactly. So she sold the house that I grew up in and moved down here. And now she lives in St. Pete, 7 miles from me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's awesome. It's really fun, especially after being away for 10 years away from home and only being able to see my parents like twice a year. Mm-hmm. So nice to just be able to
feels different.
Grab happy hour with her or go to the beach or whatever it is. We
Does
have
she
a great
love
time.
What you're doing? Mm-hmm. How is like, were you always taught really to stay active when you were younger and things like that? Like that's just your mentality, how you grew up?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was being carted around to, you know, before figure skating, it was soccer and then it was figure skating and then it was figure skating, volleyball and track at one point. You know, it's like.
So a Buffalo. Figure skating thing. Also hockey, ice hockey, you know, like, like shit, what's next?
Oh yeah.
That's really cool. And I think it's probably amazing for her to watch you do everything and change up everything. And so, all right, next moves for the blog. I think blog is such an important, you have so much content in there.
Right.
To be able to shoot out and just have people, and you're very good about the educational piece of everything.
Thank you.
What are your goals for the blog itself and this new Namaste by the bay.
So I really want to get back to like the Tampa content that I used to post a lot about Tampa and St. Pete.
Cool places to visit and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, best places for date nights or.
Oh, you went to Dunedin recently?
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm creating a Dunedin guide post. And that's just how I've always been. I'm such a like planner when it comes to traveling. Last weekend, I literally sent a stranger my whole Iceland Google Maps itinerary. itinerary. Like, literally, I am a freak about all things planning. So,
but the experience for you is everything and you want to share it.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that a lot of people aren't like me and they don't want to sit and look at travel blogs for hours and figure out restaurants
that
to go
is
to.
Sweet of you. I am not thanks. Like you. I will take on all of
yeah,
your
you blogs. Can use all of my guides.
Thank you so much.
So working on things like that just to help people explore and also help small businesses in the Bay Area because there are so many cool ones and I feel like, you know, there's a lot of noise on Instagram and on Google and everything like that. So just starting to bring attention to all of those and make it like a one-stop shop for that. And then also the wellness piece to it because I feel like a lot of my audience is like, you know, they're like me. They're working, but they also have passions outside of work and they're focused on their health, but maybe they don't know. It's a very overwhelming, you know, sphere because this person's saying this and this person's saying this and, you know, you need 8 hours of sleep. No, you need, you know, whatever it is, just helping people understand, you know, you can kind of put it together yourself, but take the overwhelm out of it.
Yeah. And just listening to your body and what it needs. Like, did you, during the time of being stressed, like getting back into work when you were working remote and everything, what was your go-to to, because you were so exhausted, like what did you have to kind of force yourself to do to get your mind back straight, like on straight?
Yeah. For a while, I didn't do anything.
Yeah. You got like a hole, like a lot of people. Yeah.
It's so hard. And, you know, you get away from all the things that make you feel good, like bring, you know,
which
I used
crazy,
to eat
right?
so healthy. And then once you have to bring your lunch, that's like a whole pain in the ass. And you're just like, ugh. So, you know, trying to get back into eating healthy was my number one. Starting to cook, now that my boyfriend and I live together, it's way easier. Living alone and cooking for yourself is, you know, definitely
a
challenge.
Treat ourselves right? Yeah. You're like, let's have this because we're together. And then you're like, oh, when I'm by myself, I'll just order this burger.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're confused. You're like, wait, why am I not doing this?
Yeah, and just cooking for one is tough.
Yeah.
I got good at it, but it's much better having someone else. You know, we're both on that trajectory of being healthy and everything like that. So it's been really interesting just to see how that's helped me feel so much better just by what I'm eating. And I've learned so much in my health coaching certification about, you know, what foods, how to balance fats and carbs and sugars and everything like that. So that was my number one. Once I kind of got that under wraps, I started to try to incorporate more fitness besides just my yoga classes. And now I'm just excited to be able to do any of that whenever I want.
I know. And just the fact that you're coaching people because you went through it, you know, like you haven't just been like, no, I stay active all the time. No, you got in your ruts. You got down. Like you got in those parts where we all do, where we're just like, I don't want to do anything.
Absolutely.
And it's really important because I feel like so many people, I tell this, like when my husband and I, we'll have like drinks every once in a while. Like,
oh, yeah.
Right. And we drink every once in a while.
Yeah.
Because we have the kids, so we don't want to do it. But when you get up the next day, I'm like, I know my limits. Why did I feel that? Because
I know.
Why did I do that? I know it makes me feel good.
Uh-huh.
And I'm
not
always
Superman.
Like, why do we do that?
I know.
And then I'm like, when I eat a certain thing, I'm like, I know it makes me feel good. Why don't we do that more? Like, you're just
right.
Like,
I understand.
What is wrong? But it's really important for us to have the balance too, right?
Like, yeah.
It's not like it's not fun to eat healthy. It's great to eat healthy. Sometimes you can have your –
yeah, it's all about the balance, and that's definitely something that I am about.
Understanding, right?
So yeah.
When you are going through this holistic coaching, is it fun for you to kind of see it laid out with understanding so you're able to then tell that person exactly?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's all the balance and just understanding, like, you know, if you had this crazy, big, rich dinner – out on like a Friday night, maybe Saturday, you're going to have things that are going to balance you back into that kind of homeostasis state.
You're saying not to not have the rich dinner.
No. Are you kidding? I love all. I'm a huge foodie. I love all
Italian
sweets.
Too, right?
Yes. I love all pastas, bread,
like
sweets.
All the sauces. Alfredo.
Yeah, exactly.
Bread.
All the gluten. Like all the sugar. But it is, like I said, about balance. Yeah. If you're going to have cookies or like a cake later, maybe you're having something that's high protein, high fat that earlier that day or something like that, you know?
No, I feel that. I mean, you have big things happening. What is the one thing you miss about Buffalo?
Ooh.
Other than family.
I was just there this past weekend. So
oh, okay.
That's an easy answer. I really miss the lake. Obviously
was
we're
the wedding
on the water.
On the lake?
It wasn't. The wedding was actually in Pittsburgh that I was at. Oh, so we just drove up to New York. But I grew up on this little lake called Chautauqua Lake, south of Buffalo, an hour, and I never realized like how beautiful it is there. It's so like mountainy and green, mm-hmm. and the air, like when you get out of the airport there, I'm like, wow, like it's a different air than here. So I just miss that like very natural, and not that Florida's not natural, not that we don't have water or, you know, trees. It's just different there.
Yeah.
It's a slower, more relaxed way of life in the small town on the lake. So I miss that.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh no, this is an easy answer.
Yeah. It's done. I don't miss the snow if that's what you're
saying. No, nobody, no.
No one misses that.
I don't know
that.
If anybody said that. No. I mean, people miss seasons.
Yes.
Right?
I do miss like fall. Yeah. But I just like get on a plane and go up there if I really miss it that much.
During fall. Don't go during winter. Yeah. Okay. So what do you want our billion, trillion listeners to know about just mental and physical health and wellness?
I think the most important part is that you can change it. I think a lot of people get stuck in this like, ugh, like I'm never going to be able to like figure this out or like it's too overwhelming. It's all about your habits at the end of the day. I like to just kind of write everything out. Say you feel like you're stuck. Write everything out that you want to do. Like, what is your perfect day? Like, how do you feel? Like, what did you eat? Like, what does it look like? And then take steps to figure out how you can start to achieve those things. Like, obviously, you're not going to be able to wake up tomorrow and do a 6 a.m. yoga class and then have a green smoothie and then, you know, do all these things and get 8 hours of sleep. It's not all going to happen in a day. But figuring out what, you know, what is most important on that list first. You know, maybe it's improving your sleep and figuring out a plan of how to do that, fixing your habits so that, you know, maybe instead of watching TV till 11, you watch TV till 9:30 and then read for half an hour or whatever it is. Just tweaking little things and making them habits that are attached to other habits you already do is what's going to be the catalyst for other things that are going to help you feel better. Because when you sleep more, then you have more energy so you can work out. And when you work out, for me at least, I crave healthier food.
Oh, I do.
It's just like a natural thing. And, you know, when you eat healthier food, you have more energy again. And it just is like this cycle that happens on its own if you take the small steps rather than focusing on like the big life change.
Yeah, you're totally right. And those small habits can change your everyday everything.
Oh, absolutely.
And mindset. I love that. Where can we find you, sister?
I am on Instagram. At Alexandra by the Bay.
New handle.
New handle. And I'm also on the internet, as is everyone. Why? I don't know why that's like a weird thing to say.
The internet.
On the internet.
Find me.
At namastebybythebay.com.
Oh, cool. And did you have a website before this?
I did. It was Sunkist in
but
December.
But you just did a whole
change. I did a whole rebrand.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I love that. All right. Well, we can find you also on Not a Great Whisper, Instagram, at The Real KRay, KDRay.com, all the fun things, all major platforms. But this was super fun.
It was. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for making the trip from St. Pete to Tampa.
No worries.
But we loved having you. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you.